This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Malik Yawm al-Din. Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. وَإِن كُنتُمْ عَلَى سَفَرٍ وَلَمْ تَجِدُوا كَاتِبًا فَرِهَانٌ مَقْبُوضَةٌ فَإِنْ أَمِنَ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا فَلْيُؤَدِّ الَّذِي اؤْتُمِنَ أَمَانَةً وَلْيَتَّقِ اللَّهَ رَبَّهُ وَلَا تَكْتُمُوا الشَّهَادَةَ وَمَنْ يَكْتُمْهَا فَإِنَّهُ آثِمٌ قَلْبُهُ والله بما تعملون عليم لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وإن تبدوا ما في أنفسكم أو تخفوه يحاسبكم به الله فيغفر لمن يشاء ويعذب من يشاء والله على كل شيء إن قدير. آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون كل آمن بالله وملائكته وكتابه ورسله لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله وقالوا سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها لها ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطانا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولينا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم ملك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. عم يتساءلون عن النبأ العظيم الذي هم فيه مختلفون كلا سيعلمون ثم كلا سيعلمون ألم نجعل الأرض مهادا والجبال أوتادا وخلقناكم أزواجا وجعلنا نومكم سباتا وجعلنا الليل لباسا وجعلنا النهار معاشا وبنينا فوقكم سبعا شدادا وجعلنا سراجا وهاجا وأنزلنا من المعصرات ماء ثجاجا لنخرج به حبا ونباتا وجنات ألفافا إن يوم الفصل كان ميقاتا يوم ينفخ في الصور فتأتون أفواجا وفتحت السماء فكانت أبوابا وسيرت الجبال فكانت سرابا إن جهنم كانت مرصادا للطاغين مآبا لبثين فيها أحقابا لا يذوقون فيها بردا ولا شرابا إلا حميما وغساقا جزاء وفاقا إنهم كانوا لا يرجون حسابا وكذبوا بآياتنا كذابا وكل شيء إن أحصيناه كتابا فذوقوا فلن نزيدكم إلا عذابا إن للمتقين مفازا حدائق وأعنابا وكواعب أترابا وكأسا دهاقا لا يسمعون فيها لغوا ولا كذابا جزاء من ربك عطاء حسابا رب السماوات والأرض وما بينهما الرحمن لا يملكون منه خطابا يوم يقوم الروح والملائكة صفا لا يتكلمون إلا من أذن له الرحمن وقال صوابا ذلك اليوم الحق فمن شاء اتخذ إلى ربه مآبا إنا أنذرناكم عذابا قريبا يوم ينظر المرء ما قدمت يداه ويقول الكافر يا ليتني كنت ترابا.
I want to speak a little bit about دعوة المظلوم, the supplication or the invocation of the one that we may have oppressed. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, فَاتَّقِي دَعْوَةَ الْمَظْلُومِ فَإِنَّ لَيْسَ بَيْنَهَا وَبَيْنَ اللَّهِ حِجَابٍ. Be wary, be cautious of the supplication of the one that you have oppressed. You oppress someone and then he makes dua against you. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, فَإِنَّ لَيْسَ بَيْنَهَا وَبَيْنَ اللَّهِ حِجَابٍ. There is no screen between his dua and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepting it straight away. صَرْعَانُ مَا يُسْتَجَابُ لَهُ. How quickly is he responded to because of him being oppressed. The poet, he also says, لَا تَظْلِمَنَّ إِذَا مَا كُنْتَ مُخْتَدِرًا فَالظُّلْمُ تَرْجِعُ عُقْبَاهُ إِلَى النَّدَمِ تَنَامُ عَيْنَاكَ وَالْمَظْلُومُ مُنْتَبِهٌ يَدْعُ عَلَيْكَ وَعَيْنُ اللَّهِ لَمْ تَنَمِ. The poet, he says, try to stay away from oppressing another as much as you can. Because the dhulm, the oppression that we cause, will come back to haunt you. It will come back to haunt you sooner or later. You might go to sleep, right? Fast asleep. Your eyes have closed. وَالْمَظْلُومُ مُنْتَبِهٌ. The one that we have oppressed, he's attentive. He's upset. He might be crying under his blanket because of what you've done to him. And then he raises his hands up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then look what the poet then says. As for the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are not asleep. يعني Allah عز وجل is fast awake. Whenever that individual, he calls out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you might be asleep, but Allah azza wa jal will respond back to him straight away. I want to mention insha'Allah ta'ala four incidents that happened. Some of the companions, when they were oppressed, the dua that they made against the oppressor, and what ended up happening. But before I do that, I want to share something that happened with Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. جاء رجل يشكو إلى عمر وهو مشغول. One day a man came to complain to Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and he was busy at the time. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu became annoyed, became angry. And he said, أتتركون الخليفة حين يكون فارغا حتى إذا شغل بأمر المسلمين أتيتموه. When he's free, you don't come to him. When Umar becomes busy, this is when you come and occupy him. Umar ibn al-Khattab became angry with that individual. فضربه بالدرة أي صوت يضرب به. He took a cane and he hit him with it. فانصرف الرجل حزينا فتذكر عمر أنه ظلمه فدعا به وأعطاه الدرة. Some time went by. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu remembered that he oppressed that person. So he invited him over and then he gave him the cane. So he said to him, وَقَالَ لَهُ اِضْرِبْنِي كَمَا ضَرَبْتُكَ. Strike me, hit me the same way I hit you. فَأَبَى الرَّجُلُ. The man refused. So he said to him, subhanAllah, this man says to Umar al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, تَرَكْتُ حَقِّي لِلَّهِ وَلَكَ. That which you have done to me, I have left it for you and I've left it for Allah. Allah will deal with it. فَقَالَ عُمَرْ إِمَّا أَن تَتْرُكُهُ لِلَّهِ فَقَدْ وَإِمَّا أَن تَأْخُذَ حَقَّكَ. Either you take your right now, hit me the same way I hit you, or you leave it for Allah. One of the two. So the man, he said, تَرَكْتُهُ لِلَّهِ. I'll leave it to Allah. فَانْصَرَفَ عُمَرْ إِلَى مَنْزِلِهِ فَصَلَّى رَكَعَتَيْنِ ثُمَّ جَلَسَ. Then he went home. He prayed two raka'at and then he sat down. يقول لنفسه. And he was saying to himself, يا ابن الخطاب كنت وضيعا فرفعك الله. You were someone who was very low, but Allah raised you. وضالا فهداك الله. You were misguided, you were astray, Allah guided you. وضعيفا فأعزك الله. You were weak and Allah عز وجل honored you. وجعلك خليفة فأتى رجل يستعين بك على دفع الظلم فظلمته. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made you the khalifa of the Muslimin, the caliphate. A man came to seek help from you. Instead of helping him, you oppressed him. مَا تَقُولُ لِرَبِّكَ غَدًا إِذَا أَتَيْتَهُ. What will you say to your Lord tomorrow when you stand in front of him? وَضَلَّ يُحَاسِبُ نَفْسَهُ حَتَّى أَشْفَقَ النَّاسُ عَلَيْهِ. He sat there holding himself to account until the people began to feel sorry for him. How much are we in need of this reminder? Look at Umar ibn al-Khattab, the Khalifa of the Muslim. He didn't turn around and say, you know what? I don't care. Go do what you want. He was terrified. This is the man who said, حَاسِبُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ قَبْلَ أَن تُحَاسَبُوا. Hold yourself to account before that day comes when you will be held to account. Sa'd ibn Abi Waqas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is a companion that I'm sure most of us have heard about. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he placed him in charge of Kufa. So once upon a time, subhanAllah, there were rumors going around about Sa'd ibn Abi Waqas that he doesn't know how to lead the salah properly. This is Sa'd ibn Abi Waqas. So Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu arsala rasulan, he sent a messenger to investigate what is happening in Kufa. So he came. The messenger says to Sa'd ibn Waqas, whose kunya is Abu Ishaq, Ya Aba Ishaq, inna ha'ulai yaz'umuna annaka la tuhsinu tusalli. The people are saying that you don't know how to lead the salah properly. So Abu Ishaq رضي الله تعالى عنه سعد بن أبي وقاص said, أما أنا والله فإني كنت أصلي بهم صلاة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما أخرم عنها. I used to lead the salah the same way the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم used to lead it. What they are saying is not the truth. And then he went on to speak about his salah in detail, what he would do for Isha prayer and so on and so forth, what he would extend and what he would shorten. So this messenger, brothers and sisters, I'm just trying to summarize it as much as I can. فأرسل معه رجلا أو رجالا إلى الكوفة فسأل عنه أهل الكوفة ولم يدع مسجدا إلا سأل عنه ويثنون معروفا حتى دخل مسجدا لأبي أو لبني عبسة أو لبني عبس. So this messenger, brothers and those who are listening, sisters, he went to just about every single masjid to double check, is this true? That which is being mentioned about him, is there any truth to it? Every masjid that he went to, they were praising him, saying good things about Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. All the way up until he went to the masjid of Bani Absin. There was one particular masjid. فَقَامَ رَجُلٌ مِّنْهُمْ يُقَالُ لَهُ أُسَامَةُ ابْنُ قَتَادَةُ. When he went to this masjid, this messenger that was sent by Umar al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, this is after he's gone to all of the masajid, he has eventually come to this masjid of Bani Abs. One man stood up after this messenger asked about Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. This man called Usamah ibn Qatada, he began to say the following about this great companion. فَإِنَّ سَعْدًا كَانَ لَا يَسِيرُ بِالسَّرِيَّةِ وَلَا يَقْسِمُ بِالسَّوِيَّةِ وَلَا يَعْدِلُ فِي الْقَضِيَّةِ. Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, we have three issues with him. He tells the people to go for jihad, but he himself doesn't go. Also, he doesn't distribute the wealth fairly. And the third accusation he made about him was, when we ask him to judge amongst us, when we have our disputes, he doesn't do it fairly. This reached Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and then he said, أَمَّا وَاللَّهِ لَأَدْعُوَنَّ بِثَلَاثٍ. He said three things about me, right? So I'm going to make three du'as against him. اللهم إن كان عبدك هذا كاذبا قام رياء وسمعة. Oh Allah, if this servant of yours is lying, he only stood up showing off, wanting the people to hear about him. فأطل عمره وأطل فقره وعرضه للفتن. Oh Allah, give him a long life, strike him with long lasting poverty, and cause him to be struck with fitna. What ended up happening? This is exactly what happened. وَكَانَ بَعْدُ إِذَا سُئِلِ يَقُولْ شَيْخٌ كَبِيرٌ مَفْتُونٌ أَصَابَتْنِي دَعْوَةُ سَعْدٍ أَصَابَتْنِي دَعْوَةُ سَعْدٍ. Later on in time, became very old in age. Whenever he was asked about what happened to him, he would say, شَيْخٌ كَبِيرٌ مَفْتُونٌ. An old man who has been trialed with fitna. أصابتني دعوة سعد. I have been afflicted with the dua of Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas رضي الله تعالى عنه. The Rawi, he says, فأنا رأيته بعد قد سقط حاجبه. Later on I ended up seeing him. He became so old in age that you see his eyebrows ended up what? Hanging over his eyes because of how old he became. And then he used to chase after small little girls, subhanAllah, winking at them, whistling at them, chasing after small little girls. This is the fitna that he was struck with. The second one that I want to mention, inshaAllah ta'ala, is the qissa pertaining to Sa'id ibn Zayd, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He had a piece of land. And then there was a lady called Arwa. خاصمته في بعض داره. This lady called Arwa, she unjustly tried to take his land. Sa'id ibn Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his response was, دعوها وإياها. Leave her. Let her take the land unjustly. فإني سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول, I heard the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم say, من أخذ شبرا من الأرض ظلما طوقه الله في سبع أراضين يوم القيامة. Whoever takes a handspan of a piece of land, a handspan, something as small as that, unjustly,
On Yawm al-Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring the seven earths and it will swallow him. The scholars, they mention his neck will be so tall. Subhanallah. And he will be swallowed by these seven earths and they will what? Encircle his neck. Because of a piece of land that he took unjustly. So he stood up and he said, Allahumma, O Allah, إن كانت كاذبة فأعم بصرها واجعل قبرها في دارها. Oh Allah, if she's lying, make her blind and cause her to die in that land. ماذا حصل؟ فرأيتها عمياء تلتمس الجدرة. She was seen blind, walking around, touching the wall. And she would say, أصابتني دعوة سعيد, أصابتني دعوة سعيد. The dua of Sa'id has afflicted me, the dua of Sa'id has afflicted me. فبينما هي تمشي في الدار مرت على بئر في الدار فوقعت فيها فكانت قبرها. Subhanallah. As she was walking on this piece of land, there was what? A well. She walked blind and then she ended up falling into it, and that was her grave. These are two noble companions, brothers and sisters. How many did I say I would mention? Three. طيب. I was going to mention that which relates to Mutarif ibn Abdullah ibn Shikhir, but I'll mention something that our Shaykh Abdul Razak al-Badr, hafidhahullah ta'ala, told us in the haram. The Shaykh received a question. The questioner was saying, Shaykh, what do you say about somebody who made the following dua? He was oppressed by someone who works in the council. I don't know what you guys call them here. You guys call them the council? All he needed was a signature for something that he needed to be fulfilled. He just needed a signature. Went to the council and he's asking him, I just need the signature. They got into an argument. He took the paper and he ripped it up. The guy who works for the council. The baladiyah, they call it in Arabic. He took it, he ripped it up. This is in Saudi Arabia. I believe it was in Al-Medina. The man got so angry. He said, may Allah cut you up into shreds the same way you cut this paper. So the Sheikh is being asked, is it allowed for somebody to make this kind of dua against another? Because what ended up happening, subhanallah, this man who cut up the paper, he was in a car crash. The car crash was so severe that they couldn't shroud him. They had to put him in them bin bags. You guys have black bin bags in Australia? This black bin bag, they had to put his body parts inside of it. And then they put the kafan. Huh? You know the white kafan that you would put around somebody who's died? They put that around him. And around the black plastic bag. Or bin bag, whatever you call it. And then they buried him like that. So the Sheikh is being asked, is it allowed for somebody to make dua like this? And then the Sheikh, he mentioned that if you do get oppressed, then you take retribution in accordance to that oppression. You don't necessarily need to make a dua of this kind. Generally speaking, are you allowed to make dua against somebody who's oppressed you? Yes, you can. لا يحب الله الجهر بالسوء من القول إلا من ظلم وكان الله سميعا عليما. Except if you've been oppressed, only then Allah Azza wa Jal allows you to be open about that which has happened to you. Or should I say Allah Azza wa Jal doesn't like it except in that case. Does that make sense, brothers? Right? Wallahi, it's not a light matter. We oppress people and we just take it lightly. We don't know. It could be that one dua that he makes against us, that so many doors are slammed shut in our face. We are trying to acquire whatever it may be. We are trying to accomplish our goals. It doesn't seem to be happening. Maybe because of someone that made dua against us. Look at Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, the way he couldn't, subhanAllah, hold himself together. The people started feeling sorry for him.
This is after he oppressed. SubhanAllah. جزاكم الله خيرا وأحسن الله إليكم. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.